It was just a sense on the bench in part of that game that we weren't quite driving as hard as we could. And those aren't the right words to what I saw. We were trying to make sure we were in absolutely the right spot and kind of a little late making some decisions to jump on it. It wasn't affecting the game in a negative way for us. It wasn't that they were taking it to us. I just thought loose isn't the right word, but... maybe that's the right word. You can come up here right now because I'm having a hard time finding my words this morning. But there is a sense of freedom that you want to instill in your group, and some of it is losing that fear to lose. So there's two kind of battles that go on right now, and one is implementing a structure in your game, right, so that we have an understanding of where we're supposed to be all over the ice, and that's part of it because once you get that down, it takes a while. You can move faster. So now it looks like you're going. When the puck moves, the right guy's going, and now you can be a little bit faster. And then the second of it is not feeling the enormity of the situation. You know, you need the points. It's such a critical time of year. And that is, I guess, the answer is living through it. You know, going through that process of knowing what it feels like and pushing yourself past that brink. So those are all the mental parts of an atmosphere that you try to create as coaching staff for your guys. And a big part of it is experience, having lived through it once, and then the other part is confidence. So having the confidence that if you push that you get a good result, that you're we're not after the game saying, well, we were cheating. You know, we were pushing too early, or we were trying to make plays that weren't there. So it's a great battle right now, and it's a fun experience to go through.
Is that something in front of them?
Yeah, well, I want them to take it all in, too. You know, I'm shutting it out does only get you so far. Taking all the pressure and then being able to handle it, that's where you grow as a team and as an individual player. You handle the pressure. I don't think that we're necessarily struggling with that. Colorado is not a bad team, and we were the better team on the ice. That game last night was evenly played. It was a 2-2 game. I wouldn't have traded our chances for them. When I went back and looked at it, we were in alone three times. They were, you know, one and a half. We had four or five two-on-ones right at the net that you'd like to see get converted. So I wouldn't trade the offensive part of the game. We made mistakes. They made mistakes. They had a lot of their the stuff that you were afraid of, because we both had four-man rushes. We both had that, but they had some stuff from their blue line that we didn't get. Traffic at the front of the net. That's basically how their first goal goes in. So I'm looking at that game. There's just an awful lot of good. Both coaches will find. The guy that loses the shootout's got to talk about the things they do better, and the guy that wins the shootout gets to talk about all the good things they have, but nothing changed before the shootout, you know.
So when you look, even though you're wanting them to...
In as far as we're there in implementing it, you know, so I think you've seen some better forechecking shifts, especially in the last two. Our D-zone coverage is better than it was when we first started with it. Still has some room to grow. You're starting to see the better forecheck. We're knocking more stuff down, more aggressive in the neutral zone, transitioning to goals, which is basically Ladd's goal. So, yeah, there's pieces that is growing. It's there. And when we get it right down, that doesn't mean we're winning 82 games. Then it's still the battle, right? You're still going to have parts that you're always tweaking. But, yeah, there's growth in there for sure.
I don't care if you have anything to say about that.
There's more frustration on my part than I show. But I'm trying to do something else, and that's leave them alone. We're trying to leave the officials alone. That's where we got to get to, that we're a disciplined team in terms of how we deal with what we handle, and you know, we're going to get penalties that we don't like. We're going to get missed calls that we don't like, but so is the guy on the other bench. But how we handle it's really important. I think you're already starting to see a benefit. I don't think it's helped us in terms of the penalties we're taking or the ones that get called. But we're not screaming at the ref when the puck drops for the penalty kill. Our penalty kill's been focused. So at the very least, you know, you don't get 10 guys hanging over the bench while the penalty kill's on. Like, we're focused on what we're doing. Again, this is, we have to do a better job of controlling our sticks and not taking some of these penalties. Brian Little's hit is exactly the way I want it. Worked hard to get to the side, drove the body hard into the boards. It's a good hit. So I'm not going into that room And we've had a number of physical plays along the board. Some of them are borderline. Some of them weren't. I didn't feel that was. I'm not walking in that room saying we got to stop doing that. We're going to take those penalties. If they're calling them, that's a good, clean hit for me. Keep making that hit. We're going to err sometimes on that. But that part of the game, our physicalness on the boards, we'll just have to kill those. It's just our sticks ones, we've got to be better with our sticks. The ones that you think you got one coming the other way that don't, that's just mental toughness and we got to get through it. But, you know, San Jose is the least penalized team in the league. And at the end of the day, this is all human nature. So if you think a team is at least they're a disciplined team, they don't take a lot of penalties, then you're more likely to think that when you're going to raise your arm. And when you're looking at a team that takes an awful lot of penalties and they're screaming at the officials, that's got to be a penalty. You know, so it's human nature. I think the referees do a great job in a very difficult situation. I've been in other leagues, and this league has the best referee in by far, and it's not even close. We got to handle what we need to handle.
Do you think your team's been reckless lately?
No more so than when I first got here. Sticks are the ones that and we've had some really good video on some unusual stick position that's ours. And we've had and three of them that I showed, we didn't get called on. So I went through a game about 3 weeks ago that we could have taken five more. So this is on us too.
Suggestion you are unlikely to return.
But you said the suggestion came from somewhere.
The panel last night.
Yeah, that would be bad information or no information because I haven't talked to any of those guys about my situation.
Along the lines of what you're saying with your team, if you take the resumes out of it, can you tell who's been there in the playoffs and won and who hasn't on your team, and how do you get those?
No, I don't think it's been that noticeable. It's a group thing. I think, you know, when you step out in the ice, if you have more players that have been through it, the tone and the tenor of your group might be a little bit different. There's not a guy out in the ice that looks more nervous because he's never been through it before. I'm not seeing that kind of on an individual thing. And, you know, where we are right now, we're going to be fairly close to an underdog in most of our games if you're putting the lineups up there. So it's not, there's none of the sense that if we just play our game, we should win by five and then it all is right with the hockey world. We're going out tomorrow night against a pretty good, pretty fast, deep hockey team, and we're gonna play our butts off. The last two games have been like that. We're gonna give everything we possibly can. It's not a matter necessarily of wanting it more, or, you know, being more ready and you're guaranteed to win the game. For me, I got to watch that game as it happens, and I'll watch it at least once more to get a good feel of exactly what happened in terms of the flow of the play. There's always mistakes made you want to correct, but a big bulk of what our emotions are at and our level at is right.
And I wouldn't say nervousness. I'm just asking about maybe the frustration from guys who have won because they have a more sense of that this can work.
Right,
guys
right.
Who haven't.
Right, that's the sense that you're only a few inches away. Right, than it being miles. So when I talk about our team being a young team, there are things that will come more easily to an older group, but that has nothing to do with our ability to win right now with what we have. So even if you are an underdog in a game, we got to figure out how to win that game. And then there's a good part of, you know, even powerful teams lose players when they get into the playoffs. This is what it's all about, of handling a loss to a player, of having different guys go in and handle those roles. And it's all about the emotion and the mood that you come out to the ice with, you know, the belief that you can win, complete understanding of this, what you're doing when you don't have the puck so you can move fast. And you see that hunger and that quickness in the game. And that's a daily conversation point.